You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We hate to talk about the weather, but the rain has settled in to Tamaki Makaurau, so wet day activities are in order. To finish off the show this week, we thought we'd catch up with the team at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki to hear what's going on at the moment to stretch our art minds and cure our wet day boredom. Here's a chat I had earlier this morning with Head of Curatorial and Learning at the gallery, Dr. Sarah Farah. Here we are now. We are talking this morning about what is happening at Toyo Tamaki, and obviously you have a very large role to play in the programming. Can we start with this new exhibition that is opening on the weekend, Brent Harris, The Other Side? Tell me a little bit about that.
I'd love to. So Brent Harris is an artist who, he was born in Palmerston North, but at the age of about 18 he left to live in Melbourne and went and studied at art school there. And he's lived in Melbourne and in Australia ever since, established quite an incredible career as an artist, exhibiting in most of the main galleries. And yet he's kind of not so well known over here in Aotearoa. So this exhibition, The Other Side, is a chance for New Zealanders to really get a sense of his artistic practice. So it includes works from the 1980s through to the present day, and it's been guest curated by Jane Devery, who is an Australian curator who's worked with us and worked very closely with Brent for a number of years.
What can we expect to see in the show if we pop down there?
So this is an exhibition of painting and printmaking. Brent is a terrific artist. He kind of oscillates between abstraction and figuration. His works are really highly emotionally charged. They're often quite colourful and laden with content. There's lots of references to art history, to artists like Colin McCann, but also international artists like, you know, Barnett Newman, Louise Bourgeois and others. So he's a really intelligent artist who kind of references art history but does it in a really personalised way. As I said, you know, his work's quite emotionally charged.
Well, I look forward to getting to see that. So just remind me, that opens on this Saturday?
Yeah, it opens on Saturday and it's on exhibition until Sunday the 17th of September.
Great. So lots of time to get to see that. Your big show at the moment, Light from Tate. Can you tell me, for anyone who hasn't been to see it yet, what is Light from Tate?
So Tate, we're referring to the Tate Galleries in London. So they're the big national institutions for arts over in the UK. And we've been able to bring an exhibition, Light from Tate, 1700s to now, over here that contains almost 100 artworks made over, you know, several centuries. So from really classic artists like Turner or Constable through to the latest contemporary art, artists like Oliver Eliasson, Yayo Kusama and others. So it's a great overview of work by, you know, really terrific artists, well-known names, and all exploring in different ways the theme of light. So, well worth coming and seeing that exhibition. It's a large show and on until the 25th of June.
You're taking that exploration of light a little further with an upcoming lecture series that you have this month. Can you tell me a little bit about what the lecture series contains?
Yeah, sure. So alongside all of our exhibitions, we have a really active program, public program, and also program for our members. So for a pretty reasonable price, in my opinion, anyone can join up to be a member of the Auckland Art Gallery, and that gives unlimited access to our ticketed exhibitions like Light from Tate. And it also gives access to members-only events. So the lecture series is one of those, and it's really intended to kind of delve deeper into some of the content in the exhibition delivered by staff here at the gallery, members of some of my colleagues in the curatorial team will be speaking, and really just a chance to engage more deeply with the exhibition and the works on show.
It is New Zealand Music Month, which here at BFM we're all very excited about. But you are doing a Music of the Month series with Aotearoa musicians at the gallery. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yes, so this is a new initiative at the gallery that our public programs team has developed to really highlight New Zealand musicians, and four audiences coming on a Sunday afternoon, and our next one is Sunday the 21st of May, to experience live music and performance in the context of the gallery. So it really is a terrific event. Our next one will feature performance artist, DJ and dancer Peter Baker, and he's developed something in response to our Lats from Tate exhibition. So there'll be some connection to the exhibition, whether through the theme of light or the medium of light. Who knows? It will be it'll be great. If you don't know already, Baker takes kind of travels the world with his mobile disco, and it will be a kind of one-of-a-kind 80s disco party at the gallery. So well worth checking it out.
Awesome. Are you expecting any costumes in that one?
I think that's a guarantee.
Hey, before we jump off the line, I'm just interested to hear, in your role as a curator, what do you think the most important thing is when you are thinking about creating art in public galleries?
Oh, great question. Look, the main thing that we want to do here at Auckland Art Gallery is for everyone to feel welcome. You know, everyone has creative potential, and I think everyone can get something out of an art experience. Maybe not every exhibition is for everyone, but often there'll be something that will really strike a chord. And so we want to create those moments where people will come visit the gallery, and it may be, you know, they're coming to see Peter Baker's performance, then they might pop into one of our exhibitions and see something that catches their eye. But, you know, really encourage people to come check it out, and art is such an important part of all of our lives and has so much to offer.
Indeed it does. That was Head of Curatorial and Learning, Toi O Tāmaki, Auckland Art Gallery, Dr. Sarah Farah, talking with me about what's going on at the gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.